Welcome to today's sermon. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're discussing black cumin, which is mentioned in the Bible in the book of Isaiah in chapter 28. We'll get to that in a second. Black cumin seeds are a widely known form of functional medicine, and if you look at what they're good at, they're known, I think, across the board as anti-cancer medicine, but they're also known for treating asthma, bronchitis, coughs, fever, flu, cancer tumors, snake bites, that's interesting, and stomach aches. And I'm reading out of the book by Dr. James Duke, Herbs of the Bible. This is something that we reference quite a bit here for a lot of the different healing herbs and foods that are mentioned in the Bible. And in this book, it mentions that black cumin seed is known to purge the body of worms and parasites. And there's even an Arab proverb that translates into, quote, "In the black seed is the medicine for every disease except death." Isn't that interesting? Now, this is due to, of course, some really rare molecules that are created in the black cumin seed plant as an expression of Mother Nature and God. So let's back up and understand the premise of what I teach specifically as a food scientist and now teaching scripture, is that God engineers natural medicines to be created free of charge in the plants that grow all around us. And understand that these healing medicinal molecules, these are synthesized by these plants. They are made. And most of them are made from just three elements. Remember, hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. If you look up the chemistry of these molecules, they're just H, C, and O in different configurations. And yet, they create very powerful functional medicines. Now, these seeds are also used as food in cuisine all over the world. From the book here, it says, "Black cumin is widely cultivated for its aromatic seeds used whole or ground as a flavoring, especially in Oriental cookery. Whole seeds are used in Russian rye bread and Turkish breads. Arabs mix the seed with honey as a confectionery. The tiny seeds are very hot to the palate and are sprinkled on food like pepper. In fact, in Europe, they are sometimes mixed with peppercorns." So this is true. You know, I lived in Asia for a couple of years, and black cumin seeds are used in a lot of drink mixes, a lot of pastries, and various recipes. And sometimes they're ground up and you have a black seed powder. And it's common to consume that as a drink. And it may be one of the reasons why, for example, breast cancer rates are much lower in Asian nations than they are in the West, because Asians are consuming this black seed medicine on a regular basis. Now, if you grind them up and then use a distillation process to extract, you know, the chemical compounds that they contain, you're going to get something called nigellone. Nigellone, N-I-G-E-L-L-O-N-E. And this has been found to protect guinea pigs against histamine-induced bronchial spasms. And as Dr. Duke writes, suggesting the rationale behind its use in asthma, bronchitis, and coughs. In addition, these seeds contain an anti-tumor sterol known as beta-cytosterol. That explains its anti-tumor capabilities. It's also worth noting that about 1.5% of the seeds by weight consists of melanthine, which is toxic to fish. It smells quite horrible, and this is partly responsible for the rather bitter taste of cumin or black cumin seed oil. Now, remember what I said in other sermons, that God associates taste with molecules to indicate the category of their use. If something tastes really delicious, and like fruit, you know, pears or apples or bananas or what have you, that's one way that God and Mother Nature tell you to just eat as much as you want. Eat, you know, apples until you're full. And no, I'm not talking about the Garden of Eden. I'm just saying, if you have an apple orchard or a pear orchard or, you know, a pecan orchard, you can eat pecans all day long until you get tired of them. There's nothing in there that's going to be toxic at those quantities. But if you encounter something that tastes very bitter, to where you taste it and your tongue and your face go, "Ugh, I'm not so sure about that," that's an indication that this should be used only sparingly, if at all. Some things that taste horrible should never be consumed. Other things that taste horrible are a form of medicine and should only be used under the direction of an herbalist or a naturopathic physician or somebody who knows those medicines and knows the proper dosage. Now, in black cumin seed oil, if you take it in very, very high doses and if you are pregnant, then it can cause an abortion of the pregnancy because of, well, the highly bitter substances that it contains. So it's not to be used in unlimited quantities by every single person. It should be used in a wise way by people who know what they are doing. But note that some of those same chemical compounds are believed to be the things that are cytotoxic to cancer tumors. So for somebody who's not pregnant or not even of pregnancy age, let's say an older person who is suffering from cancer tumors, well, there's no risk of a spontaneous abortion. Rather, the beneficial effects of the cytotoxicity that specifically targets cancer cells, then this makes black cumin seed a very effective biblical medicine. Now, what's interesting is if we go to the scripture on this, Isaiah chapter 28, verse 23, this is all about how we need to listen to the teachings of God, which is something that I just mentioned here in terms of listening to God's messages about natural medicines. Verse 23 says, "Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my speech. Does the plowman keep plowing all day to sow? Does he keep turning his soil and breaking the clods? When he has leveled its surface, does he not sow the black cumin and scatter the cumin, plant the wheat in rows, the barley in its appointed place, and the spelt in its place?" You know, talking about ancient foods and ancient grains here. And he's saying that there is a plan, that a farmer also follows a plan, and this is a plan to invest in operating in alignment with the Word of God, which will reap many rewards in the same way that you reap a crop harvest from sowing the seeds in the right place, right? Verse 26, "For he instructs him in right judgment, his God teaches him. For the black cumin is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over the cumin, but the black cumin is beaten out with a stick and the cumin with a rod. Bread flour must be ground, therefore he does not thresh it forever or break it with his cartwheel or crush it with his horsemen. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance." And what this is saying very simply, they're using the food processing techniques of the ancient days as a metaphor to say, if you're going to extract the harvest out of your crops, there's a proper way to do it. For each type of food, there is a method that works best. Just like if you're going to experience spiritual abundance, there is a method. And that method is to follow the Word of God. God is your mentor in a spiritual harvest, the same way that someone who knows about food and agriculture might be your mentor in how do you harvest wheat? How do you make bread flour? You know, how do you harvest cumin seed and so on? There's a proper way to do it. And if you don't do it in this way, you may destroy your harvest. That's all this is saying. It's just using, you know, food harvesting and farming as a metaphor for planting the spiritual seeds by following the Word of God. But isn't it interesting that it's mentioning these as common foods of the time? And have you ever wondered why so many people in the biblical days, why they live so long? You know, some of them are said to have lived hundreds of years. And it's not a coincidence. I mean, number one, they didn't have all the toxic pollutants that we have in our world today. They weren't exposed to the microplastics and all the particulate pollution and the heavy metals and the pesticides and herbicides and all that. They didn't exist. But secondly, the foods that they ate were medicinal foods, such as the black cumin seed. Or they ate spelt, which is a more healthful grain compared to modern day wheat. And they most certainly did not eat GMO corn. It didn't exist. So they had the best of both worlds. They had really excellent nutrition when they ate the foods of the region. And we talked about pomegranates and how that's anti-cancer as well. And we talked about apricot seeds. And we talked about wormwood herb. And we'll talk about many other foods here in the sermons coming up. And then if you do those things and you do not expose yourself to all these modern toxins, guess what? It wouldn't be unusual to live to be 100 in good shape, you know, with your mind sharp, your body working, your heart functioning, to even have children at a very elder age, which, of course, that appears in the Bible as well. So getting to some of the other uses of black cumin seed oil around the world, this is, again, from Herbs of the Bible. Malaysians use black cumin seed oil to treat headaches, nasal ulcers, rheumatism, and inflammation of the testicles and penis. Did you know that? Yeah, that's a new one. I guess you would have to make a kind of paste and then have some kind of bandages, you know, to keep it on. But it's anti-inflammatory. Might be really interesting to use that on inflamed joints, for example. Ethiopians added black cumin seeds to capsicum pepper sauces, and they sprinkle them on breads and cakes. Ethiopians also mix black cumin seeds with melted butter, then they wrap them in a cloth and sniff that to treat headaches. That's interesting. Arabian women use black cumin seeds to increase lactation. And there are also medical studies that have shown that consuming black cumin seed oil increases milk production in lab animals like rats, for example. In Indonesia, black cumin seeds are added to astringent medicines for abdominal disorders. And Algerians, they take roasted black cumin seeds with butter for coughs, and then they take it with honey for colic. In Lebanon, they use black cumin seed extract for liver ailments. And in Ayurvedic medicine, black cumin seeds are used as a purgative adjunct and are anti-parasitic. So as you can see, this incredible natural medicine has all kinds of indigenous and natural herbal uses across history and all around the world. It's called Nigella sativa, black cumin seed oil, Nigella sativa. And again, this is one of those foods and herbs that needs to be used intelligently, in the proper dosage for the proper reason. You don't want to just eat endless amounts of, you know, black cumin cakes or whatever. You need to be mindful of this and respect its power and potency. But it's yet one more medicine that's put on this earth by God to help us stay well, to help us overcome disease, and to distribute medicine, to have decentralized medicine that's available all around you, if you're willing to grow some of this or somebody else is, where you don't have to have the government's permission or the health insurance company's permission or the doctor's permission or the pharmacy's permission in order to intake molecules that can help you stay healthy. And see, God did not want your health to be controlled by a corrupt system of insurance bureaucrats and big pharma doctors who are paid off by pharmaceutical giants and for-profit pharmacies and so on. God said, I'm going to put all the medicine that you need all over the world. I'm going to put it in plants. And all you have to do is wild harvest those foods or grow the foods or however you want to acquire them. But it's decentralized medicine. It's medicine that's put here on this earth essentially for free. You pay no royalties to God or Mother Nature. And if you just harvest the seeds, grow the seeds, grow the plant, and then share those seeds with others, then you are multiplying God's natural medicine and helping others heal. So this is a miracle of God's medicine, and it's available to all of us right now. By the way, I put a little bit of black cumin seed oil into my smoothies each day. It's just one of the things I add, including the ground powder of freeze-dried broccoli sprouts because of the sulforaphane that they contain. And I also use turmeric every single day. So every day I'm getting powerful anti-cancer molecules, and I've been doing that for how long? 20 years? I don't know. Something like that. So am I going to be overcome by cancer tumors? No, it's not possible. The day that I pass away, it will be from something else. It will not be cancer. I have full confidence that cancer won't be an issue in my lifetime. But also, I don't eat a lot of cancer-causing foods like sodium nitrite, and we'll talk about those foods, those toxins, in an upcoming sermon. So I hope you enjoyed today's sermon. It's a little bit on the shorter side, but right to the point. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and we've got 100 sermons coming your way, so be sure to check those out at the same place where you found this sermon. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.